I'm Nick Desai. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Heal. We're a doctor house call company, and you can learn more about us at heal.com. That's HEAL.com.
First of all, what a great concept for heal.com. What is the history of your company?
Well, about 6 years ago, my wife and I, who's sitting next to me, had an idea to simplify primary care for families of all ages by bringing the primary care doctor, your family doctor, back to the way it used to be in the olden days, but leveraging state-of-the-art technologies to make it possible for doctors to start doing house calls again. And we invented Heal because of experiences with our own family and our own young children that were very, very young at the time that made us realize how hard it is for people to get to the doctor. And for some people, it's hard. And for others, it's impossible to get to the doctor. They have physical or mental health or demographic issues. So we thought, let's bring the doctor to you. And that was the genesis of Heal.
Was it any one incident that you said, you know, we have to get off our duffs and start this company? Did something happen that really spearheaded this?
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife is a board certified medical doctor, and I am an engineer and a serial technology entrepreneur. And one day in August, 6 years ago, we were trying to get a hold of our son's pediatrician because he had a bit of a fever, and we were new parents and we were worried. And the pediatrician was not available because it was Friday afternoon. And so the backup said, you know, you should go to the ER. This sounds serious. So we sat at the emergency room for 7 hours waiting to be seen. And in the 7 hours, ironically, our son got better. But it was driving home that day that we said, there has to be a better way, right? We're a doctor and an engineer.
Yeah.
If we can't make this better, nobody can.
So everything old is new again. So you're taking a concept that is maybe as old as time, and you're giving it an updated technological twist.
Yep. So what we're doing is we're using modern technology to liberate doctors from the trappings and the bureaucracy of an office, so that they can feel great about the medicine they practice again. And it's one of our favorite phrases, we let doctors be doctors, right? We let them focus on high quality patient care. We let them focus on the patient, on getting to know them, on understanding them, where the patient is comfortable in their home environment. And we use technology to do all the stuff that people hate about going to the doctors, right? When you think about going to doctors, what do you hate? Well, I got to call and I got to make an appointment. Someone's going to answer. They're going to put me on hold. They're not going to call me back. Then you go and you give them your insurance information, and they say they don't know how much your copay or out of pocket is. It's this mystery. And then 6 weeks later, you get something called an explanation of benefits, which is neither explanatory nor beneficial. And then you get a bill, and the bill's like, well, you owe $18 or $200 or this dollar. Right? We took all of that and we used software to automate it. So with Heal, you can go to heal.com, or you can download our app from the App Store or the Android Play Store. And you can take a picture of your insurance card and you can book an appointment directly online. You pick the time slot you want. You know it's available. We're open 7 days a week, 365 days a year, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You put in your insurance information, and we've built artificial intelligence that will tell you what your copay is up front, so you have price transparency. And what all that does is it makes the experience much more effective for the patient, but it also liberates the doctor. And in doing that, our doctors get to be doctors and our patients get to be human beings, and everyone gets treated with respect.
That sounds brilliant. It's just brilliant. Who are your doctors? Do you find that they come from right out of medical school? Do they tend to be younger, or who are they?
Our doctors are not typically right out of medical school. They tend to be mid-career doctors in their late 30s to early 50s. Doctors who leave medical school with the dream that they went, you know, you spend 12, 14, 15 years in school, graduate school training, med school, residency, all this stuff to become a doctor, to treat people, to make people better, to help people heal. That's why we're called Heal, because doctors are meant to heal, right? And then you get caught in what's called a factory medicine treadmill operation, 40 patients a day, 7 minutes with a patient, mountains of paperwork and bureaucracy, and you are buried under all this. And after doing that for 3, 5, 7, 10 years, you're like, I want to practice real medicine. And we find those doctors that have extremely strong clinical skills, that are tech savvy, that have great bedside manner, and that want to reinvent the way they practice medicine and build a career around high quality care for their patients.
Do you have any doctors who are older who may be on the verge of normal retirement or they may be retired?
We have a few doctors like that who we're looking at, and maybe they're not even that old. Maybe they're just in their 50s or 60s. You know, I turned 50 earlier this year, so 50 is no longer old. You know, 50 is very young now, But maybe, you know, they may be in their 50s or 60s or a little bit older, but they're looking to wind down. But they want to practice a few shifts a month and still provide value to patients. And they want to do it in a way that really helps them have dignity and pride in the medicine they practice. So we do have a few of those, but that's not as common as the primary doctors I described.
Yes, yes. Now, Medicare, this is covered by Medicare.
Yes, this is covered by straight Medicare and most Medicare Advantage plans, such as those from Humana, Aetna, Anthem, WellCare, Village Care, and a Clover, Alignment Health, a number of others. But also, if you're just a regular person over 65 on regular Medicare, you can get a doctor to your house for the same copay as it takes for you to go to a doctor's office, always less than an ER, always less than an urgent care. We can be to your door in 2 hours, and we're available 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Sounds great. When will it be national, and where are you now?
Well, we are, your audience is in New York City, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. So we operate throughout all five boroughs in New York City and up into Westchester and Long Island, just the southern parts of that, but Manhattan and Bronx and Brooklyn and the Queens and the other parts of New York City. We operate in New Jersey in the four counties, Orange and Hudson and some of the counties of New Jersey that are New York City adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
We operate in Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia, in Atlanta, Georgia, in Seattle, Washington, in the West Coast, throughout California, from San Diego to San Francisco and pretty much everywhere in between. We are expanding market by market. We launched four new markets in January, and then we'll continue to launch from there. And we hope to be national, as in all 40 major metros around the country in the next 2 years or so.
That is amazing and such a great idea. How do you make contact if you need a doctor and you want to use Heal.com?
Well, let's say you're listening to this radio broadcast right now and you think, wow, I'm sick, or my kids are sick, or, you know, this would be great for my parents who are older and they can't get out as much. You can go to Heal.com right now, H-E-A-L.com, or you can go to Heal.com and then download the app if you prefer an app. Very simple process to register the patient's information. You don't have to just book an appointment for yourself, right? I always say my 2-year-old daughter and my 83-year-old father use Heal. And I actually book appointments for both of them, right? My daughter is pretty tech-savvy for a 2-year-old, but she's not booking her own doctor's appointments quite yet. And my father is certainly not doing it, and I do it for both of them, right? So you can be the adult child of your older parents or the parent of your younger children, and you can go to Heal and follow. It's just as simple as buying something on Amazon or Netflix or Uber or anything like that. Very simple process. You just need your insurance information, patient's birth date, and you can have a doctor to your door before you're eating lunch.
She hasn't done this yet, but I have to tell you that my 90-year-old mother says, I want to learn how to use that.
Well, here's the thing, right? More and more seniors are actually very tech savvy, right?
Yes.
We saw this during this last election in all the online polls and the participation in different ways. Seniors are more and more tech savvy, right? And we always say, if you can figure out how to use a cable remote control, which are more and more complicated, you can figure out how to use Heal. It's actually astoundingly simple. And by the way, if none of that works, and if you don't want to hassle with any of that, you can call our toll-free number.
Yes.
It's 844-644-HEAL, which is 844-644-4325. Right? You can call it anytime, and a human being will get on the phone, answer your call, and help you that way. So you don't have to be tech savvy, but most people do prefer the website or the app. They don't want to be on hold either. They don't want to, the app gives you more control. The website gives you more control.
What would happen if we went to Medicare for All, or our healthcare system changed dramatically? Does Heal.com have a way of dealing with that?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And look, with the election results, people are wondering what's going to happen in healthcare. Is there going to be a public option? Is it going to be Medicare for All? Is it going to sort of stay the way it is? All of those systems work well for Heal, because those systems are all about who is going to pay for your healthcare. Right?
Yeah.
Is the government paying directly, or is your employer paying, or you paying? Heal is about the care you get. And we are agnostic, as in we take private insurance plans like Anthem and Blue Cross and Village Care and Humana and all of these other ones. We take Medicare, we take state insurance plans, right? And we take cash pay. We want to make it possible for you to get the best doctor to your home in the shortest amount of time so that you can get timely, high-quality care in the comfort, convenience, and safety of your own home. And whether the government's paying for it, or whether your employer's paying for it, or whether you're paying for it, or some private insurance company's paying for it, or some combination of that, we're agnostic to that, right? One of the things that I always find interesting in these discussions and these debates that we just saw over Medicare or socialized medicine or private insurance or this or that is everyone wants to talk about who's going to pay for it. And no one's talking about, are there enough doctors? How do you get care? You know how many people have insurance that can't get a doctor? Because they live too far away, or the wait time is too long, or this or that or whatever, right? Yeah. So we are about increasing the timely access to high quality care in the comfort and safety of your own home.
Well, I think it's brilliant. Thank you, you and your wife, for inventing it.
Very welcome. Would not have happened without her brilliance and my sort of tech savvy coming together. We built the company together and we built our family together. We now have three kids who are in school age and our little daughter who's two. And it's been a great, great experience. And it's extremely rewarding and satisfying to deliver people health care at their most vulnerable moments. Yeah. When you're sick, when your kids are sick, when your parents are sick, and you can get health care in a dignified, timely, comfortable way, it's an extremely rewarding thing to do.
Nick, anything else you want to add, or what's your wife's first name?
My wife is Dr. Renee Dua. Her first name is Renee, but she's Dr. Renee Dua. You go to the website, you can read all about her. She is sitting right next to me. I'll have her say hello to your
audience.
Going
to say, does she have anything to add?
Renee, we're on with WCBS Radio in New York.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Renee.
I just took my mask off. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Well, you've been sitting there listening to all of this. Do you have anything to add?
Well, it's flu season, so don't forget to get your flu shot. So important.
Spoken like a true doctor. Thank you very much, both of you, for taking the time to do the interview. I love the whole idea behind heal.com. I think it's the perfect time for it, too. I know it's 6 years old, but it's a perfect time to be rolling out as broadly as it is.
I think that a pandemic like this just reinforces the need to be able to get healthcare without exposing yourself to germs or pathogens from other people.
Yeah.
And the safest place to do that is in the safety of your own home. And so it is just exacerbating the need for a product like Heal. And, you know, we feel privileged to be able to serve people at this extremely trying time in American history.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, both of you, and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.